Hey there, welcome to the Creative Classroom Podcast. I'm your host, John Spencer. I'm a former middle school teacher, current college professor, and I am passionate about seeing teachers transform their classrooms into bastions of creativity and wonder. And so that's what we focus on in this podcast. How do we make that happen? And before we get started on today's topic, I want to share something. For the last couple of years, I've been creating these video writing prompts, and you can find them at videoprompts.com is my YouTube channel. But several people have asked if I could put them in a place where they could also download them, they could get them for free, you know, that kind of idea. So what I did is I created a website. It is videowritingprompts.com. Again, videowritingprompts.com. And if you go to that website, I am slowly, now it's taken me a while, adding all of these video prompts along with a place under each prompt where you can download the video for free. So that way, if YouTube is blocked at your school or if you know, the internet goes down, that never happens, right? You can access those for free. So again, check it out. It's videowritingprompts.com. So today I want to talk about this idea of student choice. And if we think about, if we want kids to be makers, if we want them to be problem solvers, if we want them to be creative thinkers, then they need to be both self-starters and self-managers. And that's really at the heart of self-directed learning, helping them to become self-starters who initiate and create and generate new ideas, but also self-managers who are able to sustain what they're doing, work on what they're doing, continue to do that, engaging in project management, and so on and so forth. Now, part of how they develop this self-directed learning is through design thinking and through project-based learning, which we talk about a lot on this podcast. But the thing is, you can't always do PBL units. Sometimes the standards just don't work well for project-based learning. I found that out when I was teaching linear equations, and they just didn't work well for a project. Instead, kids just had to kind of practice doing linear equations. Silent reading was my favorite reading option. Yes, we could do informational reading projects, but the best way to help them to become solid readers was just to read quietly every single day. And there's also this kind of project fatigue that sets in. I learned this when I was teaching self-contained. I was teaching all subjects to eighth graders. And if we were doing more than, say, two projects at a time, so if we were doing a project in every subject, kids would experience this project fatigue. So what I realized is that there's nothing wrong with a more traditional model of teaching. There's nothing wrong with having direct instruction and guided practice and independent practice. There's a necessity for teaching things like concept attainment models. And with that in mind, you know, I began to ask this question of how do you still have student ownership and voice and choice when you're teaching something that doesn't fit into a project? So when you're using a more, quote, traditional framework, how do you still empower your students to own the learning? Well, the reality is there's a lot of different ways to get there. I've seen it with things like Genius Hour projects and our Wonder Day projects, short single-day or two-day inquiry-based projects. But one of the things that I've used that actually works really well is to do a choice menu. Now, traditionally, choice menus allow students to choose how they're going to present what they're learning. So it's often the choice is on the product side of things. You know, look at this choice menu, and you can do a blog, you can do a podcast, you can do a video, you can do so on and so forth, right? And it's a great first step for students who aren't used to having as much voice and choice in their learning. And it's honestly a good first place to begin sometimes when you're starting out on the journey of student choice and ownership. But I thought I would share a variation on choice menus that goes beyond topics and moves toward a place of full student ownership on everything that we're doing. So here's how it works. You've got three columns. And in the first column, you have the learning targets or the standards or the topics. You can call it whatever you want. I use the term learning targets. And here's what I would list the optional learning targets. So I can identify a linear function by examining a graph, might be one of the examples in math, or in social studies, I can determine the impact of World War II on the women's rights movement. And, you know, you have this list of, say, 7 to 15 different learning targets, and you give students a direction in the first column to choose one or two that you currently haven't mastered. Now, the idea there is to get students focused on learning the things that they need to learn and not focusing on the things they've already mastered. Truly, this is embracing the idea of competency-based learning, or compacting is another term for it. The idea that if you've already mastered these other standards, don't waste your time on those. Focus on the ones you need to do. So that's the first column. Again, it's where they select the learning targets. In the second column, you have a list of resources. Now, this is where you as a teacher are curating the resources for them. Often, if they're doing a project-based learning unit, you know, they might go out and do the research on their own and find the resources in terms of what they're reading or viewing or listening to. But in this case, you're actually kind of curating the resources for your students. And so you have a set up curated list in that second column. There might be videos, articles, flip videos created by classmates, podcasts they can listen to, infographics, models, you know, you get the idea. And then the third column is the product column. And this is where, after they've looked at their learning target and they've selected their resources they're going to explore, they now move to the product. And this is where they will show how they've mastered the content. They're going to create something. They're going to make a blog post, a video, a model, slideshow, infographic, and so on and so forth. And as a teacher, I would keep an ongoing online curation of resources for each unit that I taught. And that was the thing I kept in the middle area. Anytime I saw something fascinating or relevant, I would copy and paste the link into the document. And then also, students would send me things that they found interesting as well. Now, this takes time, but the reality is, because students are self-selecting the choice, it doesn't take that much time to set up this curation. And then the other thing that I'll point out is for all of the product areas, I had like a direction sheet linked to that product part. So, you know, best practices in how to create a podcast, how to create a video, how to create this, how to create that. And although it took some time to create my very first choice menu in this way, what happened is, because I had created these choice menus, I could then just plug in the new resources and the new learning targets each time that we had a new unit and I wanted to have students engage in this choice-based approach. And honestly, it became really efficient for me as a teacher. I found that it was not taking a long time. So what does it look like? Let's say you're studying forces in motion in science. You might self-select two learning targets about it, and then you go and you look at the curated resources and you say, okay, that video is going to help me, that video is going to help me, and that article is going to help me. And then afterwards you say, I'm going to create a video showing how forces in motion work. And you've essentially put together your own sort of lesson for yourself as a student by using this choice menu. When would you use this choice menu? So there's a couple times when it would work really well. The first is early on in the unit when they need to increase background knowledge. Toward the end of the unit, when they need to kind of own the intervention process, and it's a chance to embed intervention into the unit plan. When completing standards that don't work well with PBL or design thinking, so this is a great chance to have them do something that still involves student ownership, even if the standards don't fit well with PBL. In moments when there's a time crunch and they don't necessarily have as much time to search for resources, you've curated it for them. This is seamless. I mean, it's easy for students. You tell them you've got 3 minutes to make your up your mind on your standards, your this, your that. And then if you're just making the leap into student-driven learning and you want something that's manageable and easy as a teacher, this is a great first step. Although I love PBL, I learned that there were times when we just needed to do skill practice or we needed to focus a little more on concept attainment. And what I realized with this is that there was nothing wrong with using a gradual release model. But I also learned that even if we were using a gradual release model or concept attainment, or even if it was a more, quote, traditional approach, students could still own the learning. And so that's why I wanted to share this particular approach to designing choice menus, because it was a great way to get students to own the learning even when the unit plan and the standards require something that's a little more traditional. In the end, when you empower your students, they become self-directed learners. They become critical, creative thinkers. And when that happens, you are preparing them to tackle anything that life throws at them. Thank you for listening to the Creative Classroom Podcast. Would you do me a favor? If you enjoy this podcast, would you leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher? That would mean the world to me. Again, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day and go out and make something awesome.